Robert, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Just fine.
Thanks for coming on the program. I don't know why we have a fascination with tearing things up. I do know that there's a lot of interest with the demolition of a landmark at MSU, the big smokestack that has MSC on it. It's a source of a lot of pride. But it's come to the end of the road. Talk about the decision to dismantle and put this landmark through demolition.
Well, the smokestack has not been in use since 1973, roughly. And during that time period, the stack has continued to deteriorate, especially the top roughly 50 feet of the stack. The mortar joints up at the top of the stack that hold the bricks in place, the mortar joints are severely deteriorated. In many places, there isn't any mortar left. And there is a metal screen that surrounds the stack up at the top of the stack, and to a large degree, that's what's holding the bricks in place. And this has continued to deteriorate over several years, and now it's gotten to the point where we're concerned that the lightning strike or strong winds or something like that might dislodge some of the bricks, and we decided it was time we had to do something with it.
Well, it's 230 feet in height. Talk about the process. When work started, and when do you plan to have it all completed?
Well, the first thing the contractors will do is dismantle the breaching. That's the large metal ductwork that's up on top of the power plant building that connects the old boilers in the power plant to the smokestack. And over about the next 2 weeks, they'll be removing that breaching. Then about the end of May, they'll actually start dismantling the stack. They are going to install a circular platform that goes around the stack, and they, of course, will start up at the top and use jackhammers to break the stack up and have the bricks fall down the middle of the stack. And, of course, they'll fall to the bottom and be loaded into trucks and taken away for recycling.
So there's more than 170,000 bricks, 250, which make the MSC that's we so famously see when we head around campus. How much is it going to cost to tear down this smokestack?
The budget for the whole project is $700,000.
And the cool thing is you're going to try and recycle a lot of those bricks.
Yeah, the white bricks, we will salvage as many as we can. Some of them are broken already because there are cracks in the stack. That's part of the reason we have to take it down, and some of those cracks go right through the white bricks. But it's part of the contract that the contractor will salvage as many of those as possible, and they will be used in the future for some type of a commemorative gesture, although we don't know exactly what that's going to be at this point. And the balance of the bricks on the stack, like virtually all masonry demolition materials nowadays, will be recycled for use as aggregate and concrete or a variety of other things.
Earlier this year, you asked the community to comment on what should be done with it. Are you surprised at the interest in this story?
No, because it is a landmark, and there's a lot of people that feel that if something is old, it ought to be saved. I don't quite agree with that. There are a lot of old things here on the campus that should be saved, and we do. We renovate historic buildings on campus periodically and update them to serve today's needs and retain the historic character of them. But those are historic assets that can be repurposed to serve a useful function. The general consensus was that was not the case on the stack, that it really is not going to serve any useful purpose other than being a landmark. That's the only purpose it would have. And even if it was repaired, which would cost about $1.4 million, the university would then have the ongoing obligation to maintain it.
Well, I understand this is a huge issue down in Detroit with many of its deteriorating buildings, especially ones that are vacant and owned by the city. They're falling apart. They just weren't built to last this long, and they've been abandoned, and people have concerns about safety.
That's right. Safety is a big issue. Like I say, the stack has been sitting there since 1973, and only when it got to the point where safety started becoming a big concern did we decide, well, we're going to have to bite the bullet and decide what to do. And the majority of respondents felt that the stack should be taken down. I think everybody would like to see it stay, but on the other side, do you spend tuition dollars to maintain something that no longer serves any practical purpose? And most people said that doesn't really make much sense.
And Bob Nessel is a university engineer with the MSU Physical Plant. Thanks so much, Bob. Appreciate your knowledge.
You bet. Have a good day.